Another area that you've mentioned in private conversations to me, it's one of my favorite stories, is the impact that you had on ladies' restrooms.
That was the story I was going to tell.
Okay, I love the story. Please share that one.
Okay. Most architects design restrooms back to back because the plumbing wall can be similar, and they butterfly the restrooms. So whatever goes for the men's goes for the women's and vice versa. So we were going through that, and I don't remember which hotel we were going through this. I don't know. I really don't know what vintage it is. But I said, Steve, before we set this in stone, have you ever been to a basketball game?
What's that have to do with the men's?
I said, did you ever see the line outside the ladies' room versus outside the men's room? He said, oh, there's always a line at the ladies' room. I said, there's a reason for that. And he said, okay, what's the reason? So I said, well, number one, the ladies have to go in there. They're going to sit down. They have to take out the piece of paper from the thing because they're not going to sit on a wet toilet. They have to sit there. Then they have to worry about their purses. They hang those hopefully around their necks, or they have something on the back door. In the meantime, they've moved. So the toilet has flushed and it has sucked down into the toilet the paper thing that you were going to sit on. Add to that the fact that they have to either pull up their skirts and pull down their pantyhose, or they have to pull down their, so I stand up. I said, okay, you got the lady standing there. She's got her back. The thing has just gone down. Now she knows it's gone down because she's moved. So she's not going to put it, the toilet seat cover there now. Now she puts down, looks down, and the floor is wet. So she's taken down her pants, and she's holding the pants like this around her knees or her stockings, and she's holding the skirt up and tucking it into her bra so that she can go to the bathroom. Now she slowly turns. Now, she could have a coat with her, or she could have a child with her. And she turns around, and she tries to get that paper thing out of there and turn it around without doing much, and she sits down really fast and realizes the seat is wet underneath the paper thing. Okay, so now we've got a bunch of problems. We've got a toilet seat cover, we've got ladies with wet floors and stockings or skirts, both of which require the same thing. We've got maybe a coat, we've got maybe a child, we've got maybe a lot of things. But it doesn't take her nearly the short amount of time it takes for you to whip it out, go like this, and shake it off. And that's why the line is outside at the basketball games. Hence, every hotel since whatever hotel that was.
What was his reaction when you were
talking? He laughed.
Well, and it seems...